Hi guys, this is a review for the D of I quiz that you have. I'm just going to go through the review sheet, so have it in front of you, and I'm going to help you with any questions that you might have by just giving you the specific answer for each. Remember, you can pause at any time, and you can go back at any time to listen to any parts that you might need. You can also skip ahead if you don't want to listen to one of the questions. You can just go ahead and simply fast forward. Okay, number one. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. He was part of a committee with others who helped edit, but he's the main author. Number two, D of I was written in 1776. You can specify June and July, but that's really not necessary. 1776. Why was the D of I written? So there's five different ideas. You need to at least be familiar with them. A, to explain why the 13 colonies should become independent. B, to convince neutral colonists to support independence. C, to describe the bad things the British government had done to the colonists. D, to officially announce the formation of a new country, the USA. And E, to convince other countries to help the USA defeat Great Britain. All of these are on the back of your blue Declaration of Independence sheet. Okay, number four, four parts of the Declaration of Independence, and number five, explain each of these four parts. So here goes with those four parts. Part one, you've got the preamble. Preamble is the introduction that explains the basics of why they want to write the Declaration, and the people who wrote it felt like they had to explain their reasons. B is called the Rights of Citizens, or the second part is called Rights of Citizens, where Jefferson states that all men are created equal, people have unalienable rights, that means they cannot be given away. Those rights are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Part 3, or C, again, this is in the back of your blue D of I sheet, is called the Colonist Complaints. It's a list of all the bad things the king and parliament did to the colonists. This section has the vast majority of the propaganda because they're accusing the king of doing certain things. There's over 40 complaints there. And section D, or the fourth one, the Declaration of Independence, this is where Jefferson states that the colonies are free and independent states with the full power of independent countries. Okay, we've already covered what unalienable means, but I'll say it again. Unalienable means that it cannot be taken away, and it refers to the three unalienable rights: life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. It implies that the government cannot take these rights away, and we cannot give these rights away. They're given to us from birth. This is 7, 8, and 9, which you should practice extensively by writing it out. The three unalienable rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll take each one in turn. This is number 8. Life, you can write something like being alive and being safe in your community. The second one would be liberty. Liberty means a set of freedoms with limits. And pursuit of happiness means opportunities for success or achievement without discrimination. One of the biggest ideas is that the government protects these rights, and that's what Jefferson believes a just government does. A fair government protects each of these rights, and this is sort of 9 into 10. So there's lots of examples you could say for life, for liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I think the best thing for you to do is go to your life, liberty, pursuit of happiness handout that you got as we worked on the Norman Rockwell lesson, both the work that you did on the Rockwell lesson plus the Life, Liberty, Pursuit of Happiness handout has tons of examples for you for number 9. Number 10, we have governments to protect people's basic rights. Number 11, Jefferson believes that governments get their power and authority from the consent of the governed. That's his phrase, which basically means the permission of the people. Which essentially boils down to the people vote for their leaders, and that's how the government gets its power. And on number 12, it's related to number 11, when people believe that the government has not protected their basic rights, the people have the right and responsibility to overthrow it, which means today, really, again, voting and getting rid of the leaders that we don't want to have anymore in government. In Jefferson's time, obviously, he's writing this during the time of the American Revolution, so people have implied that maybe he approves of the violence of the American Revolution in order to overthrow the King of Great Britain. I hope this helps you out. Please make sure that you're practicing. Make sure you're bringing your D of I review sheet and your work on separate paper to class when you have the quiz. Thanks.